From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bahrain and Saudi Arabia cut diplomatic ties with Iran. Saudi Arabia's allies curbed their diplomatic links with Iran Monday following Riyadh's decision to sever its relations with Iran after protesters stormed the country's embassy in Tehran. Bahrain and Sudan cut their diplomatic ties while the United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations with Iran, limiting the number of Tehran's diplomats in the country and reducing the representation to a charge d'affaires rather than an ambassador. The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Sunni Saudi Arabia's execution Saturday of a leading Shiite cleric, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir announced Sunday that all Iranian diplomats must leave the country within 48 hours. A rapidly worsening diplomatic crisis erupted Saturday shortly after Saudi officials announced the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. 46 others were also executed. A Sudan opposition leader said her party will honor an African Union invitation to hold talks in Ethiopia with Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's government for a national dialogue intended to resolve the country's problems. The dialogue launched last year by President Bashir is currently being held in Sudan. Germany warned Monday that the passport-free Schengen zone in Europe is in danger after Sweden and Denmark introduced new border controls to stem the flow of migrants. German Foreign Ministry spokesman Martin Schaefer spoke shortly after Denmark said it would enforce temporary controls on its border with Germany. Also Monday, Sweden imposed new restrictions, saying people entering from Denmark will now have to show photo identification. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Unidentified militants attempted to storm the Indian consulate in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif on Sunday as gunfire and rocket-propelled grenades rocked the surrounding areas. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, which came just a day after a deadly assault by suspected Islamist militants on an Indian airbase near the Pakistan border that has killed at least seven troops and four gunmen. VOA asked Australian national security scholar Raghbendra Jaza if they are related attacks.
Yes, I would think so, because as you know, last week of 2015, there was considerable momentum towards normalization of relations between India and Pakistan, and between Pakistan and Afghanistan as well. Now, this and India was playing a reasonably important role in both processes. Now, with these twin attacks, both those processes have been sought to be derailed, and one has to wait and see what will happen going forward.
These assaults come a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited both Kabul and Islamabad, the first visit to Pakistan by an Indian leader in more than a decade. The British Foreign Office says it's examining a video circulated Sunday purporting to show an Islamic State execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria. The 10-minute film depicted the men allegedly confessing to espionage. The men wore orange jumpsuits, kneeling before five masked fighters in military fatigues. One of the gunmen said the execution was a message to David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, who has ramped up attacks on Islamic State insurgents in Iraq and Syria. This is Prime Minister Cameron responding.
Desperate stuff from an organization that really does do the most utterly despicable and ghastly acts, and people can see that again today. But this is an organization, it's losing territory, it's losing ground, it's, I think, increasingly losing anybody's sympathy, and this again shows what an appalling organization we're up against.
On the video, the purported spies were each shot in the head. Chinese stocks plummeted nearly 7% today. First day of trading for the new year, prompting a halt to trading for the day on the Shanghai and Shenzhen exchanges. Poor manufacturing data in the world's second largest economy is mainly being blamed for the sharp sell-off, along with rising tensions in the Middle East. President Obama is meeting today with his top law enforcement officials ahead of his expected announcement of executive orders, tightening federal gun control regulations. By working through executive orders, the president believes he does not need the backing of Congress, which is led by members of the Republican Party. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.